The stock market has people confused about what's good looking and what's getting ugly. And nobody sorts that out for you better than New Constructs. And that's what we're doing right now in the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous using forensic accounting and cash flow analysis. And unlike most folks who evaluate securities, they dig in from the bottom up. So rather than being at the surface level and saying, hey, let's take those numbers, they question,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Whether something is as attractive as it looks at the surface level. Sometimes it's better than it looks. Like sometimes you're getting a surprise and it's working in your favor. Sometimes it's working against you and the numbers are misleading. Misleading numbers are dangerous when they work against you. They are opportunistic when they work for you. That's when they're attractive. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about all of their danger zone picks. And so you can get more information on anything you hear us discuss here. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer is their president. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
PVH Corp.
You are so good looking.
Ooh, so this is an attractive one. It's ticker symbol PVH. And why, David, are you giving this one a kiss that you usually don't give in the danger zone?
Yeah, no, Chuck, this is the same thing we've been saying for a while. I know we took a break last week and we looked at a dangerous-looking fund, but we've been focusing a lot on long ideas because we think this is a great market to do that. And our sort of see-through-the-dip thesis, six, seven stocks that we identified as stocks we want to go long on right now, it's up something like 40% or something in the last month since we started doing this, so that's doing really well. And look, we think that as I said about passive indexing a couple of weeks ago, if you want to make money in the market now, you got to do it in individual stocks. There's no more money to be made in passive investing. The markets are fully valued, right? I mean, outside of upside for the overall economy, we're not going to see much more of a rise in the overall markets. Like, you know, and like we're seeing, especially at the end of last week with the surprise news on the jobs. But the real leverage and the real opportunity is in individual stocks. And so we think this is a really good time to be a stock picker. And that's why we're focused on some more long ideas as opposed to danger zone ideas. And look, PVH with its Tommy Hilfiger and Calvin Klein brands is a lot like a lot of these other stocks we've talked about, whether Simon Property Group or Southwest Airlines, Hyatt Hotels, JP Morgan. Now, these are industry leaders with balance sheets that can get them through any kind of a worst case scenario you could imagine. So they're going to be around when this is all said and done. And there are other firms that won't be around. So these guys will naturally just, you know, there'll be a lot of market share that falls into their lap just by virtue of surviving. But really more importantly, they're all trading or have been trading at prices that imply they never get back to something like 2012 or 14 profit levels, right? So
explain that discrepancy. When you say that, I mean, help somebody understand what you're looking at that has you say, here's what they're priced for, and here's where that revenue level is compared to everything else, or what have you.
It's the flip side of what we do, you know, on the danger zone, right? Well, our DCF models are designed to really help us understand what the cash flow life cycle or the future cash flows have to be to justify a price. And so, you know, instead of going out there and trying to predict prices with estimates we make up, we extrapolate historical or worst case scenarios or best case scenarios, kind of depending on what the situation is. For long ideas, we extrapolate worst case scenarios. And we see, okay, well, what kind of stock prices does that imply? And so with these long ideas, what we find out is that these stock prices, current levels, often imply huge permanent reduction in profits. If you look at just the current cash flows for PVH versus the stock price is implying a permanent 70% decline. So we go in and say, okay, well, we know it's not just going to all drop by 70% forever. That's not what the market's thinking. What's it probably thinking? Well, it's probably thinking like a huge 30, 40, 50% drop in profits in the first year, and then they kind of stay flat, and maybe they start coming back up. That sort of seems more realistic. And we got great charts that show this in the reports. And so when we look at $57 a share, we show a huge drop and then a gradual increase out about 20 years, and we get to $57 a share, and that price is implying profit levels that are equal to what the company did in 2012. So another way of saying it is, stock price is implying things are never going to get better than they were back in 2012.
If they get back to where they were in 2012, let alone come all the way back, what's a fair stock price?
Well, even if they get back to like 2017, we're talking $80. If the stock trades at parity with its peers based on its return on invested capital, you know, we're talking like $130, $140 a share. So, again, it's really cheap. You don't need to believe in a best-case scenario. You don't even need to believe in a medium-case scenario. You just got to believe in, like, a world after COVID scenario. And I think that we are seeing that there will be a world after COVID. You know, American Airlines said something like a 75% increase in bookings, right? So we're going to get back to somewhat close to normal. And these are stocks that we've been focusing on recently where we believe investors are not seeing through the dip and valuations do not imply we get back close to normal. So as long as you believe that, these stocks are great deals.
And in this case, it's PVH Corp currently trading at under $64 a share. But you just heard a case for why it's worth a lot more. That's why, well, it may be the danger zone segment, but it's in the attractive zone, and you should take a look at it. If you want to get more information, go to newconstructs.com. Check out their blog, which gives you those school charts David was talking about and much more. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Traynor, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Traynor is the president at New Constructs. I've already told you where to go find him. Now, up next on Money Life, Jim Lowell will be here from the Fidelity Investor. Yep, we're talking Fidelity funds in the market call next.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.